Through the help of our Heavenly Father, and in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I desire that we read from the first book of Samuel, chapter 1, 14 verses from the beginning of this chapter. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephratite. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? Why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. This far I desire to read in our first reading. And now, before our Heavenly Father, let us bend our knees in our hearts, pray to the Lord. O Lord our God, Thou art the fountain of all goodness. Thou art that perfect light, and there is no changing in Thee, no shadow of darkness. Gracious Lord, ever since the beginning when the people started calling upon Thy holy name, until this day, Thou art the mountain of salvation, the city of refuge. Thou, O Heavenly Father, art the only reliance, hope and trust of Thy people. From the times of old, O Lord God Almighty, Thou hast clearly manifested that Thou art the only Savior. and through many difficulties that thy people walk through upon the face of this earth, thou art the only true helper, O Lord. And in any pure and holy joy and gladness, thou art the source of pure delight. Gracious Lord, Almighty God, following in the steps of faith of our fathers, those that thou hast made righteous by faith, those that thou hast selected, that thou hast sanctified, those that thou hast redeemed and made righteous, O Lord. Those that were looking toward that great and glorious time when thou wilt send the Savior and the Redeemer to this earth. And all those, O Heavenly Father, that followed in the steps of the Savior. We now also worship thee, bending our knees, and in our hearts we bow low, desiring, O Father, to worship thee in the same holy faith of the prophets and the holy apostles, the faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we desire, O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, to be thy faithful and beloved children, children of thy covenant. O gracious and loving Lord, it is so wonderful to behold thy great goodness and mercy in the multitudes of thy blessings, O Lord. The blessings of comfort, peace, and joy. It is so wonderful, O Heavenly Father, to worship thee with love and gratitude, with praise and thanksgiving, all the days of our pilgrimage, looking forward to seeing thee, to worshiping thee in thy glory. And yet, O Lord God Almighty, how many times, how often, O Lord, we are walking through this valley of the shadow of death, in weakness, in humility, despised and rejected, often oppressed by our enemy, often in many shortcomings and weaknesses. So many times, so far, even far behind those that saw themselves far behind that glorious example of perfect faithfulness and love of thy Holy Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So far behind, O Heavenly Father, from that example, that love, that faithfulness, that led thee from the heights of the highest, from the heavenly glory, to the bottom of bottomless, O Lord God Almighty, thou the Creator of life, to die for thy fallen creature, that hopelessly and helplessly. He is groping in darkness. If the light of thy truth and the grace beaming from thy holy face is not shining upon human soul. Gracious Lord, our loving Heavenly Father, forgive us our many weaknesses, shortcomings and mistakes. Every disobedience, and thou, O Heavenly Father, purify our inner man, grant us purity of heart, make our soul free. Lead us, thou, O Heavenly Father, by the leading of thy Holy Spirit, by the teaching of thy blessed word. And thou, Lord God Almighty, make us true followers of the path of righteousness, followers and disciples of our blessed Redeemer. O Lord, and if thou sendest our way difficulties and sadness, if our path and our steps are marked with tear and blood, with sweat and groaning, gracious Lord, lead us thou and teach us thou. May our tears blend with the tears of the faithful ones. May our efforts be joined. May our worship be at the same altar of the holy faith. That altar where the blood of our Savior was offered, and the ransom for our souls by thy very Son, our blessed Redeemer. O make us thou strong in faith. Fill our hearts with the zeal of thy apostles. Lead us thou and teach us thou, Lord. Make us faithful and fruitful on the path of righteousness. Gracious Lord, Almighty God, thou save, thou redeem, thou grant deliverance from the oppression of sin, from the threat of death. Thou, Lord God Almighty, teach us to walk in meekness, in voluntary humility. Oh, be thou with us. Watch over us and protect us. Make us faithful, make us fruitful. For only thou canst do that, O Lord. This, O Heavenly Father, in our small and weak prayer we pray from thee, O Lord. We pray for all those that thou hast redeemed. Let not the precious blood be shed in vain. O Heavenly Father, sanctify us, enlighten our minds, fill our hearts, that in all sadness of this ongoing struggle, we may have that
peace of a conscience that is cleansed from sin, washed with the blood of the Redeemer. And in the weakness of our flesh, our soul may continually draw strength and wisdom from this blessed word of thine. Feed us thou with the bread of heaven, O Father. And even though we are so imperfect, so poor, so small, thou, O Heavenly Father, proclaim thy holy gospel and gather thy people from every nation and tribe, and those that thou hast already brought into thy covenant, keep thou in thy grace. And thou unite the hearts and the minds of thy children in the heart and mind of Christ our Savior. But in everything, O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, the name of Jesus Christ, thy beloved one, thine only begotten one, be exalted. And the beauty and wisdom of thy holy word revealed. That the power of thy Holy Spirit be manifested in our lives. That thy name be worshipped and praised, honored and glorified in earth and in heaven. Amen. In our second reading, beloved, I desire that we continue on the verse number 15 of the first chapter, first book of Samuel, with the help of our Lord. And Hannah answered and said, "No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto." Then Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." And she said, "Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight." So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, "Because I have asked him of the Lord." And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, "I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever." And Elkanah her husband said unto her, "Do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word." So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. and they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I'm the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there. There was a very dramatic history of the children of Israel from the time of the departure of Joshua and the elders that were faithful until this time that we read about in the beginning of the first book of Samuel. The children of Israel, whenever they enjoyed peace and quietness, material prosperity, almost without exception, after a certain period of time, a number of years in abundance, they would gradually and then rapidly turn away from the Lord and join the heathen nations around them and have fellowship with devils. Soon they would forget the deliverer and the redeemer of their nation, the source of their blessing, the fountain of life, and the mountain of their salvation, and they would join in worship of vanity. And so, when they became as the other people around them, they were even weaker than the other people. Remember the prodigal son? How he watched pigs eating what was delicious to them, and he was feeding them with their food, and he himself could not eat it. And then he remembered how many hirelings, hired servants in his father's house had abundance of food, and he is starving there for that which is food for pigs was not food for a godly person. So the Israelites remembered the goodness of the Lord when that goodness, the blessings, they, or after they destroyed their own prosperity. And they remembered the Lord when they were oppressed by the enemies, and then they cried to the Lord, and the Lord would send them judges, and the judge would judge the people and turn them back to the Lord, and then the Lord would grant deliverance to the judges. And as long as a judge would lead in the right direction, and as long as the people would follow him, the blessings of the Lord were multiplied again. But many of the judges did not remain faithful. Many of them turned to idolatry. Many of them, in words, mentioned the name of the Lord, but in deeds, they were worshipping idols. And so, we could say that the history of the children of Israel through the book of Judges was going up and down. So some of the families among the children of Israel were faithful and they worshiped the Lord. And sometimes they could do that in joy and gladness, freely, openly. Sometimes they had to hide. Many times they were persecuted, often despised and rejected. And yet, the faithful ones remained faithful. The goodness and the grace of God was not left without a true and faithful testimony, without a proof that God is loving, God is gracious, God is just, and will, as the law says, in no wise justify sin and condemn righteousness. And so it happened that after a long time, without a true prophet of the Lord, the children of Israel lived mixed with the other people. And there was a lot of impurity. And many of those that were according to the flesh, the children of Abraham, did not follow in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham, but were the children of Belial, the children of evil, sinful men, groping in darkness, lusting after evil, and falling without return. So, on the other side, there were those that were righteous and godly, and yet among themselves there was some evil. We see here that Elkanah had two wives. We don't have the detail why. Why was not Elkanah a godly man, following in the steps of his father Isaac, who was a man of purity, a man of a humble heart, a man that had a peaceful soul? Why did Elkanah had two wives? Perhaps Hannah was the wife he loved. Perhaps she was the first one, and yet not having children. Elkanah could not secure an heir to his family's name, and one that would receive the inheritance of his father and continue to plow the fields, work in the vineyards and orchards, tend the flock and bring the first fruits to the Lord. Whatever the case was, we find in the beginning of this book Elkanah with his two wives. Why the wife Hannah, that had no children, could not join the other one that had children? Since they both were the wives of the same man, same household, could they not work together and love the children? Why there had to be jealousy and pride? So many whys. Well, so many questions that we find the answer to in part in this book, but only the Lord himself knows all the answers. We could also say, why not any of the children of Penina could not be a faithful prophet to the Lord. Why the breath of Samuel did not come right away, but only after many years.